A bad week so far for Ferrari. According to the Italian manufacturer, over 23,000 vehicles are being recalled, which is just about every car they've sold in the US since 2005. And some of the models affected cost upwards of $4 million New Zealand dollars. To tell us how Ferrari owners here are affected is Terry Dykes, the president of the Ferrari Owners Club of New Zealand. Good evening, Terry.
Good evening, Karen. How are you?
No, not too bad. How serious is this recall?
It's not a major recall. All manufacturers have recalls from time to time. It's assessed that of the 23,000 vehicles that have been recalled, that probably about 1% will require a new screw top on their oil reservoir braking system. So it's a precautionary recall, and the cars will be called up. Everybody will be contacted because the dealers maintain very accurate records of who owns these vehicles.
It's focused on Ferraris sold in the United States, but are any in New Zealand affected?
No, it will be a worldwide. The issue was raised in the United States, but it'll be a worldwide recall. New Zealand actually has a representation of every one of those vehicles that have been in the recall, and they'll be called up progressively, or the dealer in Auckland will advise them, and they'll provide the necessary work that has to be done on them.
So they go into the dealer here. What did you say it was? The cap on the...
No, basically what they've assessed it as is on the brake reservoir, there's an air inlet, and it allows the air to escape from the brake fluid container, and they think that in certain instances... this won't be able to vent, which will create a vacuum with inside there, which could potentially lead to having difficulties in braking from the point of view of the liquid not being available.
Do you know if they've had any that have actually had a braking issue, which is why they've done the recall?
No, listen, I've owned every vehicle that they've made since 1995.
Have you?
None of the vehicles that I've had have given any problems, and I'm not aware at this moment of any vehicle owners in New Zealand having reported a problem.
And what model do you have at the moment?
The model I own is a Ferrari SF90, which is a hybrid vehicle. It's a pretty late model. It contains some very interesting technology, and it's got several worldwide patents on it, yes.
Is it great to drive? Do you love it?
It's a fantastic car to drive. And if you read the article, you'll note that it's not one of the affected vehicles because the braking on it is done like in an aircraft through a fly-by-wire system. So it doesn't have any hydraulic brake reservoirs.
Gee, I'm trying to think about that. Don't know much about Ferrari engines. I bet you do.
Well, I've had an interest in it all my life, basically. And as most of the Ferrari, the adage in the Ferrari Owners Club here is that the cars get you into the club, but it's basically the people that keep you in the club.
Yeah, what kind of people own a Ferrari? Because they're very expensive, obviously.
The people that own Ferraris, Karen, generally are black and white people, all right? They see issues in black and white. They are normally self-employed, successful individuals in whatever business they happen to be involved in. And they generally make decisions in a black and white basis, rightly or wrongly.
How many members does the Ferrari Club here have?
We have got 305 members, and we presently are the second highest owning per capita Ferrari ownership in the world.
Is that right?
Yes, I'll just give you a background. There are 16,500 members, worldwide members. There are 48 clubs in the world, and the largest one, obviously, is the United States. But New Zealand, little old New Zealand, is second only to Switzerland in terms of per capita ownership.
What is the about the terrain in New Zealand? Is it the, you know, the flat hills? What is it that Ferrari is particularly suited for New Zealand, if it is?
Well, I wouldn't say that Ferraris are particularly suited for New Zealand road conditions. They're more suited to, open sort of autobahns in Germany and places like that. But they have superb handling abilities, and that's basically what you're paying for. You're paying for an immense amount of technology.
Do you drive yours every day?
No, I don't drive it every day. It's a wee bit of a liability to leave parked on the street unattended.
It's just on special occasions.
Oh, yes, yeah. But a lot of people do drive them on a daily basis. And over the years, they've got very much easier to drive.
Have they? And whereabouts do you live, Terry?
I live in Wellington.
You're in Wellington, right. So pretty difficult to get it around the streets of Wellington. You'd be really worried about scratching it, I would be. You certainly wouldn't want to take it to the supermarket.
No, it's a very expensive, most of them are very expensive cars, but when you get down and examine how they're put together and built, and I've been to the factory in Italy about 5 times over about 25 years, the factory in Italy was voted, I think, 5 out of 7 years the best factory in Europe. It's just simply sensational. You could actually eat your meal off any part of the manufacturing floor.
Is that right? I bet. Yes. Fantastic. All right, Terry, well, thank you. Good to learn a little bit about the Ferrari Owners Club.
Okay, thanks very much, Karen. Have a great night.
Yeah, you too. That's Terry Dykes. He's the president of the Ferrari Owners Club in New Zealand.